Lawrence's Life and Works. David Herbert Lawrence was born in 1885 in the coal mining village of Eastwood, which is set amidst the countryside 5 miles outside the industrial city of Nottingham in the English Midlands. He was the third son in a mining family, his closest brother Ernest having been born 7 years earlier. His father was a charismatic figure, untamed by education and barely literate, who had gone down the pits at the age of 10. By all accounts, he was a virile, intensely physical character, with bushy black hair and a heavy beard, who spoke in the thick local dialect. His mother, Lydia, had been a schoolteacher in the south of England and prided herself on a certain refinement. This refinement and her husband's forthright manner were, in their own different ways, to play a formative role in the temperament of their sons. Ernest was intelligent and athletic. The younger David Herbert always had a more frail physique, but shared his brother's intelligence. These qualities may have coexisted in the children, but they made for conflict in the marriage. Lydia came from a strict church-going background and grew to despise her husband. She was determined that her children should better themselves, and she soon became the dominant influence in the family, disparaging her husband in front of the children when he took to drinking. As a result, the children soon learned to shut their father out of their lives. Only many years later would Lawrence come to realize how much his mother's self-righteousness had cast a blight over both her husband and her children. England at the time was a country riven by class and regional division, as well as being smothered by sexual repression. Political power lay in the hands of an aristocratic country house elite, and class distinction passed down through visibly stratified layers of a society where everyone was expected to know their place. Lawrence was born just 2 years after the death of Karl Marx in London. Meanwhile, a hypocritical press ensured that Victorian morality remained in place throughout all but the lowest orders of society, at the same time purveying sanitized, yet imagination-inspiring, accounts of the exploits of Jack the Ripper and the Oscar Wilde trial, both of which received sensational press coverage during Lawrence's childhood.